Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tell me
when. Lunch with Leah, episode 606. And here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. Too bad Johnny's not around anymore. I'd take his place. Here's Lou. Oh my God, I was just telling them, I don't want to know one more thing. I don't want to own one more thing. I don't want to know one more person. I'm just done. I'm just exhausted. There's so much going on in every direction all the time. All the time, there's just 10 things going on. Oh, the dog's there. Thank God, I forgot. Like, where's the dog? Are you, James takes a village for that little thing. He's so good. He doesn't ask for anything.
It is the most high maintenance 3 pounds in the world.
Yeah, he doesn't do a thing. He's just sitting there enjoying the day. He can't see the beach, but he can see us. Okay, so what's going on? Okay, so, you know, I'm planning this trip to L.A. You're not going to believe my everything. I'm telling you, it's always. So I'm planning this trip to L.A., I'm not sure when I'm leaving because I have to go with some friends on their plane because I'm afraid of the virus. I'm not going to do the virus. And so I have to leave when they say we're going to leave, and then no problem there. And then actually I'm going to, we're doing it together. It's a joint thing. Okay. So then I get this email from LA, or Brendan goes by my house. There's a note on the mailbox. Monday, they're going to gut the entire street from the main road past my house to the top of the hill. They're going to take the whole street out, all the asphalt. Tuesday, they're going to put all the new asphalt in. So I'm like, okay, so I guess I'm going to have, what am I going to stop at the end, a block or two, and walk with 4 dogs and 20 suitcases to my house? And where am I going to walk on? It's the hill. Uh-huh. I'm going to walk up the mountain.
They did that at my sister's in Salt Lake City,
and
they had to park like a block away for almost 3 or 4 days.
Well, I don't mind it, except I've got 4 dogs, 20 suitcases, and, you know, Freda. And by the way, it's the hill, so there is no place to walk. There is no sidewalk. So I've got that to deal with. So I call the woman up. I get in the conversation with her. She goes, well, I said, what time do the trucks leave every day? Well, they leave like at around 4 every day. I'm like, so if someone showed up after 4, I'm already plotting how to get into the house. And now I'm just hoping we don't go on Monday or Tuesday. But if we do, I'm just going to have another. It's always something. Honest to God, people go, why aren't you on that reality show? I was like, because I am a reality show. They're just not filming it. But I am one. I'm one.
There should be a camera following you, Freda, and the dogs around all
it's
the time.
It's exhausting. I wouldn't want to put anyone else through it, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't want to exhaust anyone else. They wouldn't be able to watch it. You know, if you watch that Big Brother thing 24, they would not be able to watch 24/7. They would just be totally worn out, exhausted, and their mind would just be, I can't with this woman anymore. So there's that. Now, RJ's last exam is on Friday. He has 2 exams tomorrow, and he has his Italian exam Friday, and yay, he's done with his exams. He doesn't like school. He goes, I hate school. He doesn't like school because he's doing online. It's been online for 1.5 years. Who would want to sit all day on the computer and be online on a class? I mean, don't you think that's what it is?
I mean, but then they just go to school and sit in the same room, and then they're all
on
their computers.
Yeah, but at least they go inside the class,
yeah,
and they go inside the lunchroom, and they do something.
In-person experience.
I don't know. I hope his attitude changes once he gets on the campus. I mean, he will have the cutest room, that's for sure. His roommate's cute. I got him under my spell. He lets me fix the room however I want it. took a while. And then I start trying, you know, pack a few little things. I don't take much, but I take some. Damn, Dottie sees the suitcase, so now she's running around the house like a mad girl all the day, every day, the dog.
She thinks you're leaving.
She thinks we're leaving. So she's sniffing on the bag and sniffing on the bag. So then I hid the bag in the dining room. That damn dog was scratching on the dining room door. You can't put anything past her. And she thinks, you know, somebody's leaving without her. So now she's literally sleeping on top of me every day like this. I can't even move. She thinks we're leaving without her.
The dog has separation anxiety.
She does. None of these dogs have ever been left without a human, ever. They've always had someone with them, you know?
And this one over here is probably like, I wish those humans would leave me alone.
This one over here is glued to me. I mean, this one's just glued to me wherever I go. He's just in there watching me. Imagine what all's in that dog's head. No wonder he's confused. So then I got to get the dog. I forgot. I told Freya to get the dog's groom. I bet she forgot to get the dog's groom before we leave. I want to get him groomed before we leave because that when they groom there, they bring the truck to the house to groom them, but there's no room on the road because it's on the hill and the truck is slanted, so they're grooming the dogs with the truck slanted. The dog's sliding down the table. Seriously, honestly, I need a real normal life. I'm trying to get a normal life. I've been trying for like 20 years. And then James texted me the other night. They had some shootings on the causeway.
Yeah.
What happened?
Apparently there was a drive-by on the causeway and someone got shot.
Did anyone get killed?
No, I think it was just the cars got damaged and stuff, but they stopped to try to find out what was going on. But, I mean, it's crazy in Miami. Every day there's like two or three shootings on the highways now. It's like that sniper in D.C. I mean, you never know what's going to happen
down
here.
You know, I've started to figure it out. The Republicans, they don't want anyone telling them what to do. They're like, you can't tell us to wear a mask. You can't tell us not to carry a gun. They just want the wild, wild west again. When you live in a civilized society, you have to have rules and guidelines and a consensus of what people are going to live by. And then you just have to compromise. Like, not everybody gets their complete way all the time. And you compromise. Well, that's why I consider myself a moderate Democrat, because I'm willing to compromise. You know, I'm willing to, because I realize I can't have my way. They can't have their way. Let's come where in the middle somewhere. What are they doing now, right now? They're making it where you can carry, there are more guns than ever.
More guns and less voting rights.
Yeah, but we've had more shootings since this COVID thing. Every day is a shooting.
There are more people registered for guns in the last 6 months than ever have. They've had
of
more
course.
People registered. I mean, it's been crazy.
It's
they said
crazy.
It, and something like the numbers quadrupled.
And if somebody gets mad, they just pull out a gun. Used to when you get mad, you just yell at somebody. You know, I just can't. You know, I don't know. I don't. I just can't anymore. What is the world coming to? It's upside down. Why do we allow people to run around the streets with guns? If nobody had guns, then there wouldn't be any shootings. So then you wouldn't need a gun to defend yourself. And then how do you get past these people that go, I'm drenched in the blood of Jesus. I can't catch the COVID, but I need an AK-47 to protect myself.
Yeah.
I can't. Speaking of, oh, by the way, what I'm drinking, I did put Shannon's stuff in here every day. What's that real by real?
Her lemon drink.
It does give you a lot of energy.
Yeah. I see they're doing a lot of promotion and stuff.
I squirted in my thing. God bless Shannon. She's trying. I like her. I always admire anybody that's like trying to make something happen or trying to do something or trying to build a business.
Sonia.
You know, oh my God, Sonia.
I feel so sorry. We'll get to that.
I didn't watch Housewives. I'm too busy.
I did TiVo it. I'm so crushed for her because
love her.
Last season, like, she finally got the Century 21 deal.
I know.
And then 2 months after COVID started, they closed the whole retail chain down.
Yeah.
So, and she was stuck with, you'll find out.
She was stuck.
She had to buy some of the machines and stuff for them to produce the clothing line. So she got, now she's in another financial situation.
Well, you know, I could help her out.
And her house fell through.
I could help her out of that.
That house was in escrow and for like $10 million.
You know what?
Jason,
I have an idea to help Belle Sonia out of that problem. You know my idea?
No.
You can think, if you think a minute, you'll know exactly who I'm thinking about that knows that side of the business inside and out, and she could promote it. We could put them together. I have a plan.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. And that guy's a guy, he deserves a big break, too, because he got ripped off. You could turn that light down a tiny bit. It wouldn't hurt. By the way, in Florida, our infection rate is 8.4%. Is everyone proud as punch?
It keeps going up.
It's going up since spring break. Now, in L.A., it's 1.2% and going down. two or three days in a row, they had no deaths in California. And we had 3,300 cases announced on Monday. It's just going sky high here. In Fort Lauderdale, that variant apparently is just spreading like, you know, wildfire.
And then the governor's like, oh, well, you know, everybody that was going to get a shot has, so let's just close down everything.
Oh, yeah, they're just closing everything down. Just closing it down to make it harder to get a shot.
And I read there's only like 8 to 9 million people that have been vaccinated in Florida, and we have 25 million people.
And you know what is amazing, too? All those politicians were the first ones to get their vaccines. Yep. And the minute they got their vaccines, they quit wearing their mask, and they went on this anti-mask, anti-vaccine thing. But they all got theirs. Trump got his in January. Yep. So they're just hypocrites and liars. They want, as long as they're protected, they don't care about you. And if they think it's going to help them win an election because we don't put any restrictions on you, you can do whatever you want in our state, vote for me, and they're willing to sacrifice people's lives to win an election. What is wrong with the world? It's just too much. So James and I are testing this product. We've been working on it for 2 years. I don't know. It's a pain product. I'm not even going to, this is just a temporary little jar we have it in.
But I would call it an inflammation reduction.
Yeah, it's 1,000 milligrams of CBD and a lot of other stuff. Now, I tried it on my chronically hurting right knee that I had meniscus tear on from snow skiing 20 years or so ago, which why I never snow ski again. I was on the Black Slopes, of course, because you know me, I have to be the athlete. And for the first 3 or 4 days, I didn't notice a difference. Now I notice a huge difference.
Yes.
On the other hand, James tried it, and what happened with you?
I have really bad problems with my thumb joints and like carpal tunnel type of pain in the area. I put it on, and I called you because it was like so crazy. In less than 30 minutes, the pain was gone, and I have been taking prescription gels and pain pills and stuff for this that they have prescribed. Nothing has worked. This has continued to work. I've been using it all week, and I've also used it on a couple other things. Like, I got a bug bite the other night, and I put it on the bug bite. The swelling went down on it. It's incredible.
I mean,
I don't know what to think of that.
I mean, it's just a salve. You know, it's like a salve, and it's like, it just goes right in.
It smells good, too.
It smells good, but it's, you know, I don't like anything gooey and sticky that stays on. So then James told me about his hand. Well, since I wrote that book,
Red Carpets and White Lies.
Well, today I'd call it Red Carpets and Black Lies. But anyway, since I wrote that book, I wrote that book on my BlackBerry and edited it on my BlackBerry. And ever since then, both of my thumbs are sore, but the left one is the worst. And so James told me, so I put it on my thumb. And can I tell you, my thumb didn't hurt for 2 or 3 days. And then when I felt it again, I go, oh, my God, I haven't used the cream. I put it on again, and I forgot about my thumb. This is the first time I forgot about my thumb since I wrote that book. I'm not kidding you, because I'm always feeling my thumb.
I've been having trouble sleeping at night because of the joint pain.
Yeah.
And I have not had any nighttime joint pain at all
well,
since I started using it.
Well, my knee wakes me up.
I can't believe it. I even told my doctor about it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
We need to get some more from the lab and get some people to test it. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, my knee doesn't wake me up anymore, but it took 3 days to really kick in. It worked a little. Like, my knee wasn't as stiff, and it wasn't quite as swollen, but I still felt it. So I thought, oh, it's another one of those creams. But after the third day, I noticed a big difference. Yeah. So now I'm using it 3 to 4 times a day.
And I'm putting it on my hands, like, in the mornings, and then before I go to bed, and it's like the
it's
pain's
funny.
Gone away.
I forget the pain. I forget to put it on, and then my thumb hurts again, and I put it on again, and then it's in. So.
Yesterday, I didn't put it on yesterday because I forgot and I didn't have the pain.
Yeah.
And then it kind of started coming back in the afternoon.
Well, it's not a cure-all. No. It's not a permanent fix. But when you're using it, it gets rid of the pain. Or at least that's been the testing we've done and the focus groups we've done. So if you guys really, really are interested in it, you should put hello@leahblack.com and let us know. Because before we invest a ton of money in a pain product, I want to make sure people are really going to use it. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
It's like an anti mindfully.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be that expensive. I mean, it would be like $50 or something, $60. It's not crazy high. And this lasted a long, long time because I've been using it on my knee every day now for like a week and on my thumb when I need it. And I've hardly scratched the surface at the top. It just takes a tiny bit. You know? I don't know.
People are saying on here they would love to try it for their lower back and other issues that they're having. So.
You know what? I got to get Roy. You know, he's so stupid. I want him to try everything. He's like, unless it comes from the damn doctor. He just, like, he'd rather take a pill from the doctor than, something organic or natural, you know? I don't know. I'm going to make him try it, too. Okay, so in royalty news, oh, my God, I'm so obsessed with this whole royalty thing. I feel like they're treating Meghan and Harry like they're treating Cheney right now. Like, they're the ones that didn't do anything wrong, and they're kicking them to the curb, you know? So Kate and William celebrated their 10-year anniversary, according to U.S. Weekly. A royal expert says the Prince of Wales and William say that Harry crossed a line and that they're furious and he should not be invited back into the family, that he doesn't deserve the privilege of being a royal. And then, of course, they shunned him a bit at the funeral. You know, who in the hell are Charles and William to decide who has the privilege to be in the family? The Lucky Sperm Club's going to vote out the lucky sperm. I mean, come on with these people. Oh, my God. But Prince Harry did get a standing ovation at a deal at an event in L.A. that was a pro-vaccine thing called, vaccine celebrity event that they had and some celebrities performed. Yeah. Apparently, he got a long-standing ovation, and the crowd just adored him. So, you know, now apparently they're expanding their Netflix thing over to New York. I hope he becomes a billionaire.
And she released a children's book this week.
So. Oh, I just hope they become so successful because it's the U.K.'s loss. You know, when you have two talented, hungry, you know, motivated, even when they were the royal family, they were motivated to do the events and go to Australia and do all that. When you have a celebrity star, charismatic couple like that, you don't kick them to the curb because someone inside the royal palace is jealous or someone inside the royal palace is leaking stories about them. You embrace them, make them stars, let them bring in revenue for the country. So now they can just bring it in for themselves and for charity in the United States. So good for them. Oh, and sad celebrity news. Remember Maria Menounos? Menounos, how do you say her name?
Yeah.
You know, she had brain cancer. Her mother had brain cancer. Then she had brain cancer. Then her mother was cured, and then she was cured. Well, her mother just died of brain cancer in her 50s. Oh, that's so heartbreaking. She gave up her career over that.
Yeah, I remember
that. And she didn't have to. She could have continued to work, but she just didn't want to put her time into working. I think her values, her priorities changed. I don't know. That just broke my heart. And then Michael Douglas's stepmother died. She was married to Kurt Douglas, and he died a couple of years ago. I think he was close to 100 or over 100. She was 102 years old.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine?
I was going to say, she had to be in her 100s.
The 102 years old. I wonder who's going to get all that fabulous jewelry. Probably Catherine Zeta-Jones. If I was Catherine Zeta-Jones and I had a 100-year-old mother-in-law with a lot of jewelry, I'd be really nice to her. So then Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. God, $124 billion.
I know.
Plus $127 million mansion in Washington and another $43 million oceanfront mansion in California. I'd take the oceanfront and just go on down the road.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling this woman is not going to play so nice.
No, I have a feeling.
She's
going to get half.
Whatever she's going to get, because I saw an interview with her they were showing. Did you see where they showed the clip of her after she wrote her book? And she said, well, you know, everything has to be equal, 50-50. If I do the dishes, he has to do the dishes. He has to set an example for the kids. And I'm like, honey, if I got a husband that's founded Microsoft and had $100 billion, I'd hire somebody to do the dishes. What are you talking about? So she's got a little bit of this women's I'm equal chip on her shoulder. At least that's how it appeared.
And in the divorce filings.
Oh, I didn't
read
it all.
She was very, the terms she used, like irreparable relationship with him, and that there was no moving forward.
Well, she's better.
She's been bitter about something.
But yeah, she's bitter. But the rumor is on the street that I've heard from several journalists is that he's a cheater, but that they're not going to publish it. And why should they anyway? It's nobody's business but theirs. But irregardless of all of that, he's the one that founded Microsoft, and he's the one that made the billions of dollars, and she should take her few billion dollars and go on down the road, even if she hates him.
She go over and talk to
Bezos' wife. Well, Bezos' wife is giving the rest of all of most tons of hers to charity. I don't know what this one will do, but she just wants equal power. Like, you know, was a big power struggle when he was sending out letters from the charity. She wanted her name on there. It just tells you that she... I'm not against women's rights at all. I'm all for it. But you have to know the difference between finding Microsoft and building a multi-billion dollar empire and being the wife of someone that did that.
Correct.
Not to diminish anything she did, but it's not equal. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's not equal.
Yeah. I thought the whole thing was kind of crazy. It seems like between the money that's going back into the world from that divorce and the Bezos divorce, the economy should be rebounding because they're two of the top 10%.
So. Well, I mean, listen, I'm not taking anything away from her and her commitment and their generosity and the whole thing. I'm just telling you, based on the interview she did, that was when she wrote the book, she sounded like, even back then when they were getting along, that she is a tit for tat, and I am just as equal as you, and I am just as powerful as you, and everyone is created equal, but not everyone created Microsoft. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just you have to be sensible in life, and you know, it's not, you have to be equitable. I mean, if somebody's going to give you a few billion dollars to go live the rest of your life on, be grateful for it, because it's not like he's spending that money on diamonds and furs. He's giving that money for charity, and hopefully she'll continue to do the same thing. But I just have a feeling she's not going to be like Bezos' wife. It's like, thank you so much, and now let me go give this money to charity. I don't think so. I think she's going to be behind the scenes. I think she's going to be demanding what she considers to be her fair share. And as long as she gives most of it to charity, good for her. But I don't know. She's got a little bit of an attitude. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I use podcasts. For PODCAST, that's your word, your
use
promo
the podcast
code. That's your promo code to get 30% off of select CBD and Sudden Youth products on LeahBlack.com. And save up to 40% on subscriptions. If you subscribe that you're regularly going to order certain things at certain times, you can get up to 40% off. And it's not too late to give your mom a digital e-certificate to LeahBlack.com for Mother's Day. So all you do is go to LeahBlack.com and order a digital certificate, and we do the rest for you. By the way, I won't be here starting next week because I'll probably be in LA, but I may, if Candace gets that studio open in LA.
I think it did open.
But if she's set up for it, I might go try to do a couple of things. I don't know. It's so early noon. That's about the time I crawl. Oh, today?
That's the time we used to start it here.
Well, that's
why it was called Lunch with Leah. And now it's 3 o'clock lunch.
It's lunch on the east. It's lunch on the west coast right now.
No, it's good. It works.
I never wanted to call it lunch. You wanted to call it lunch. I never liked that lunch idea because I don't like to be tied down to lunch. But I guess people eat lunch at different times in different time zones. Yeah. And I eat lunch on the, what time is it now in Europe? Like 6 p.m.? It's lunch. No. So there.
People are asking, what do you think about the promo on Jeff Lewis Live about you? But I haven't heard one.
Oh, I didn't know about it.
No one either.
Was
Please
it bad?
Fill us in, because we have no idea.
Was it negative or positive? Did I look good or bad? Was I being a bitch or sweet? I mean, I guess it depends on how fabulous I was. I didn't know about that. But I do know he's got a new show. Now that we're talking about him, let's just bring it up right now. Apparently, Amazon picked up a show for him, which... I'm not going to say whether I knew anything about it or not, because I never opened my big mouth about anything. But so apparently he's got this show. Jeff Lewis is coming back to TV, Flipping Out Stars, new design show to feature celebrity clients. Well, that I'm not buying another house for him to decorate. Okay, let me start right there. So I will not be a celebrity client. I will not be an assistant. So there's no place for me on that show. let's see.
They said it was funny that he was poking fun at you, pushing him and all that, and it was all in fun.
Well, you know, someone has to push him because everyone else is afraid of him, and I'm not. Yeah. And he knows it. Yeah. He's afraid of me. He just won't admit it.
He's now. He's got a broken leg or foot.
Oh, yeah, after I pushed him down the stairs. After I had the windmill, I had a wind machine also that helped setting up. So anyway, he's going to be on an unscripted show. His life as a designer and a single father airing on, it's Amazon, basically, a streaming service.
It'll be IMDb on Amazon Prime.
But when, does it say when they're going to film or when they're going to do anything?
No.
And then related stories, Gage speaks out about his ex after dinner together. I started to yell. Apparently they're on good terms now. I hope so. I always liked Gage.
Gage went to his page after they posted the announcement.
Yeah.
And posted the emoji.
That even got picked up as a news story.
With a slap on the face?
That's funny. Oh, what the hell?
I'm sure he was kidding. Oh, my God.
That was his only comment.
So, let's see. And then Poulos vehemently denied the claims to people when speaking about the fight for the first time.
That's just old stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that anymore. What I will tell you is I did everything I could to keep them together and did everything I could to console her, and anything beyond that is bullshit.
They repeated that last week, too. Last season of Flipping Out on Broadway.
What do I have to do with
it? I was watching it again.
I wasn't even there.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, even on that scene, because I saw the last one and all that stuff, like, you even tried to comfort her when you went in the lighting store
thing.
And then I know after the cameras were down, you did too.
Oh, so for hours. And the next day on the phone for 2 hours, and I was on her side the whole time. I told Jeff, you can say things, but you have to be careful with your delivery, you know. And I did take up for her, but I ain't getting credit for that. Who cares? Anyway, so that's the story. Oh, and then it says blah, 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 blah. Okay, so, Leah's life potential. Leah's life lesson, sorry. Seeing if you were listening. You are not yet your potential. Well, I think some people surpass their potential, but I'll be politically correct and say you're not yet your potential. Leah's Favorite Facial Cleanser by LeahBlack.com. We're promoting this. Why? Because we're almost out of it. We're going to run out of it soon.
That was actually this week's testimonial. There was
it was a testimonial. Let me read it.
That company listed it as one of the top 10 products.
Oh, they did?
Top 5 products, yes.
Top 5 products. Well, if you want some, you better get it, because when is it coming in again, Jason? Not until June. The face wash.
It's a while.
We're almost out of it. We love to hear from our customers, and today's testimonial beauty post is from She's 10 Times 5, who listed Leah Black Beauty Face Wash on today's Favorite Things, posting Leah Black Skin Revitalizing Daily Wash, calming and luxurious feel of creamy honey on your skin. Oh, well, thank you so much. Well-deserved pat on our backs. We do work hard to get these. Oh, by the way, when the new one comes out, it's going to come in a pump.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be redesigned.
It's going to be more user-friendly.
We're going to...
Okay, I love this so much. This is just hilarious to me. Someone posted this. I cut off their name. I didn't mean to cut off their name, but I did, on Twitter. People whose name we wouldn't even know if their daddy hadn't have had money or influence. I just love this list so much. Andrew Giuliani, Meghan McCain, Donald Trump Jr., Peter Ducey, Eric Trump, Rand Paul, Jerry Falwell Jr., he's got some problems, George W. Bush, well, that's true, Matt Gaetz. His dad was a big deal in the legislature here. Jared Kushner, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. Yeah. Oh, God, he's drenched in the blood. Ivanka Trump. Oh, my God, is there anyone more pathetic? Honestly, it's just embarrassing. They had a little whisper. She's practicing for the mirror. She wants to be like Jackie O, but she just doesn't have it, you know. Oh, please, I just can't. James Murdoch. Oh, he's one of the axis of evil. He's one of the people ruining the planet, Fox News. And Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you're right. His dad made it in Queens, and he just took all the money from the family and ran with it and bankrupted them all. And everybody he touched along the way. And they've been living on grifting money since then. Okay, here's the one I like. Mally, MallyRoncal. She posted this. Delete, unfollow, unfriend, block, erase, and disconnect from anyone and anything that robs you of your peace, love, and happiness. I've already done that, Molly. I'm so far ahead of you. Not just on social media, but in real life, too. You don't need to be around people who don't see and appreciate your value. I'm going to tell you something. I was on this merry-go-round that was so fast for so long, and when I had RJ... that was my excuse. I can't go out. I've got a new baby. I can't go out. I've got a new baby. I can't leave the baby. And once I got off the merry-go-round, it's like, I'm so glad I'm off that merry-go-round. So then I started getting more select in the things that I did. Then when the charity was around for almost 25 years, I was on the merry-go-round again. I had to suck up to people that didn't deserve it. I had to beg people for their money, for the kids, for the charity. I had to go to everybody's charity event in town in order to get them to come to mine and spend $100,000 a year just supporting the charity. And when we decided after Aretha Franklin, like, we're not going to do any better than this, let's take a break. And I got off that merry-go-round, and then I was looking back. I was like, how did I do that? How did I spend 6 months out of my life, 18 hours a day, for 20-something years doing this?
Plus the show the last 4 years.
Then there was
the
show.
Oh,
God.
And that added
another level of stress. And that was going on at the same time as the charity. So I had the show going, the skincare thing going, and the charity going all at once. Then COVID came along, got off the merry-go-round again. And now I really don't want to do anything but wear sweatpants and stay at home. So today, I'm waking up barely, turn on the TV. I'm getting ready to get out of bed. Andrea Mitchell's in Ukraine. Like, I am really a lazy, no good slob. This woman, much older than me, works 10 times harder than I do, and she's in Ukraine interviewing people, and I'm like, I can't even get out of bed. Where's my knee cream? Somebody, Freda, bring me my coffee. Like, that's ever going to happen. But seriously, I really felt demoralized. I realized what a loser I am. Andrea Mitchell is in Ukraine. She interviewed the top advisor to Zelensky, the president. What was his name? Was it Zelensky? The president of Ukraine at the time. And the guy just came out and said, we started out with a Rudy Giuliani calls and says, I'm the president's lawyer. I need a meeting. Goes, they introduces himself as the president's lawyer. A few minutes into the conversation, halfway in, he says, oh, I'm the president's best friend and lawyer. And then by the end of it, he was running the damn State Department. And he goes, all along the way, it was quid pro quo. I'll meet you at the airport if you give me this. We'll give you the weapons if you do that. We'll do this if you say that. It was, the whole thing was nothing but. And they were scared to death. He goes, we were petrified because we're a new administration coming in. We came in on the platform, we're going to not have any corruption in our country, and here comes the president's lawyer trying to corrupt us. And he goes, and then we're nervous because the Russians are beating our door down, and we're not political that way. We don't interfere in outside countries' politics. And it was just a horrible situation for them. He is just like, he tried to corrupt them. They're one of the few that they couldn't corrupt. I mean, it didn't hurt. They're a lot more integrity than a lot of these Republicans over here that they've been able to corrupt.
Yep. We need to take our 5 second break real quick, and we'll be right back.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
So I love this one. Another guy, Josie at Project Josiee, on today's episode. This is on Twitter. On today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. So as a big picture, of one of those Frappuccinos at Starbucks. Listen what he says. This is why I want to quit my job. Someone emailed in or texted in or however they order online their order. Item one of one. And that guy's name is Edward. And this is what he wanted for his caramel crunch Frappuccino. He wanted 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra some kind of cinnamon dole top, 7 pumps of some kind of caramel cream, X caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend, extra salted butter or something, yeah. 5 purple frap wraps of coffee, 7 apple frap chips, heavy cream, and double blended.
And a shot of insulin.
Yeah, I'd say, honey, you need to get a life.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine having an order and people think that, like, I'm difficult because I say put the sauce on the side or put the dressing on the side? And I'm like, oh. Or go to Italy and ask for decaffeinated coffee. And they're like, are you on drugs? There's no such thing as decaffeinated coffee. This guy calls in, like, 20 things that he wants in his Frappuccino. He didn't call and he sent it in. So this poor guy working there, his first day at work, you know, he's going, oh, he probably had to get a bigger cup. How do you get all that in there?
I don't know.
That's a lot. Maybe it was banana squirts instead of real bananas. Maybe that's it. Maybe you get a banana squirt and a caramel drizzle.
They're all saying it sounds like a heart attack in a cup.
Yeah, whatever. In news, 45.6% of New Yorkers have had at least one vaccine dose. 33.4 have completed the vaccine series. And 250,711 doses were administered over the last 24 hours. So they've done 15,170,000 total doses to date. I don't know why. Listen, whatever is going on with Cuomo and his personal life, okay, whatever. Other than the fact that they did have some senior citizens die, which is very unfortunate, but they did get hit blindsided with this. They knew nothing about it. They had no CDC guidelines. They had no nothing. And they thought they were doing the right thing and tried to do the right thing. They didn't give Trump all the administration because he knew they would hammer him against him and they were just trying to save lives. Other than that, as far as COVID goes, he's done a really good job. And I don't think anyone can take that from him. Oh, here's one, a Florida woman, only in Florida. She was arrested. She threw a whopper at a black woman and called her an N-word and told her to shut up her stupid black mouth. And then when she walked out the door, she was yelling that the tomato was too thin. Because the tomato was too thin, she threw the whopper at a woman.
There's a video of last week, a woman got mad because of the onion situation on her burger, and she opened in the drive-thru, and her and 3 other women in the car got out, and they assaulted the woman in the... reached through and took money out of the drawers.
Did they arrest them?
They did catch up with
this
them, and they
got
arrested.
Right?
Yeah, they did.
Someone got her license plate.
Yeah.
There are more COVID cases reported worldwide in the last 2 weeks than in the first 6 months. It's just growing exponentially.
India is just horrible.
Oh, my God.
400,000, I heard yesterday, something like that.
An Asian woman was bashed with a hammer after the stranger asked her to remove, walked up to her, minding her own business, said, take your mask off, and she wouldn't take her mask off. They hit her in the head with a hammer. I hope that person's arrested. Delta Airlines lost $12.4 billion in 2020. They cut employees down from 75,000, and they didn't pay any profit sharing. But the CEO made $13.1 million. His name is Ed Bastin. So, dear Ed, with your $13.1 million on your bonus as the CEO, you are willing to cut your employees down to 75,000, and you wouldn't pay any profit sharing, but you got your $13 billion. Let me just ask you, how do you even look at yourself in the mirror? How do you reconcile that in your brain? I just got through all these people off from their jobs. They have no jobs. They may be getting unemployment. They may get in a food line. And I'm going to take out $13 million.
It's the same thing in the retail industry, like with Macy's and Saks and Neiman's, all those CEOs, they're making tens of millions of dollars of bonus, and then everybody else.
I just can't believe it.
And I heard this week from a reliable source and someone we know that they have decreased the commission pays for everyone at Saks on all, like Dior and all that stuff has all started they've reduced it from like, it used to be like 10%, now they've reduced it to 6% or 5%.
If you have to cut in order to save the company, then instead of getting rid of a bunch of people, you just cut everybody across the board and only get rid of the minimum amount of people that you have to. And you don't make any more than you have to that year. If you have to do that, but if you have the money to pay $13 million to yourself, there's no word for that other than greed. And no conscience. I'm sorry. It's wrong.
Been like that. I've thought the same thing about Macy's for years and years and years because they keep paying these huge bonuses out, and then, you know, it keeps losing more and more money. And, I mean, you know.
They don't care.
They're
getting their money. That's like when they did the $2 trillion tax break for the billionaires. And they said, oh, this is going to go back into the economy. They're going to hire more people. They're going to have more advertising budgets. They're going to have more employees. They're going to have more staff. They're going to be able to create new products. What did they do? Not a damn thing. The people at the top took big bonuses for themselves. Yep. There are 100 in the last 100 days under President Biden, there have been more new jobs created than any administration in history. And what'd you say?
You had a little slip there.
Oh, President
O'Biden.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So in the last 100 days, they've had more new jobs created under Biden than any administration in history.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Listen, he's been very successful
so
the first 100 days.
An intoxicated Pennsylvania man, listen to this one, this drunken loser, shot his dog and barbecued it. They arrested him on $1 million bond. He was too drunk when they arrested him to even explain what he was doing. And they charged him with cruelty to animals and aggravated this and that and the other on $1 million bond. He literally shot and killed one of his four dogs and barbecued them. And then they showed a picture of him with his four dogs with their little Christmas Santa hats on in front of the Christmas tree. So here's a guy that has four dogs that he dresses up for Christmas and takes a picture in front of his Christmas tree, and then he gets so drunk that he shoots one of them and barbecues it. I'm sorry, that guy really, I think PETA should just, like, let's just ruin his life. I'm just sick of him. That's like that guy Pierre, the head of the NRA, killing those elephants. Do you know what he did with it? I found out. He cut their four legs off and made little stools out of them. He cut their feet. They cut their feet and made little stools out of them, and of course got the ivory. Oh, I hate these people. I hate them so much. In other news, U.S. aid arrived in India. Officials reported another record for new infections. The country's crematoriums are facing wood shortages because of the surge. I can't. And then what were you saying? You were saying they had how many deaths? Well, in 6 to 7 days, beginning in April 21st, they're suppressing 300,000 infections a day. Oh my God, I just can't. So it's just, did you see the pictures?
Well, they're having to do mass cremations and everything.
They're running out of wood. They're running out of wood. I mean, this makes me sick to my stomach. I could just cry.
Well, I heard we're sending them a whole lot of vaccines and things like that. So yeah, that's good that we
they
can help them.
Lot.
They need a lot of help.
They need vaccines. They need testing. They need
oxygen.
Helper. They need help. They definitely need the oxygen. They need the PPE. They really need like the Red Cross in masses of people that have already been vaccinated that really know how to use the PPE correctly to go in there and set up some pop-up places for the hospitals and some other pop-up places for vaccine.
Yeah.
I saw this guy just wailing on TV, crying, save her, save her, save her. Oh, my God, it was just horrible.
I just can't.
It's so sad. It just breaks my heart. Florida passed restrictions on mail ballots and drop boxes, the latest effort by the Republican-led legislature to curb voting access to the 2020 election. Ron DeSantis is expected to sign the bill. So now they got this bill on. And now they're wondering if there's going to be backlash because Republicans by far outpace Democrats in voting by mail. I just hope it backfires.
Yeah.
We have to get everybody to just vote. If you have to stand in line, if you have to take a ballot, if you have to take one of those little baby people, you know, those little potty things that babies pee in. You have to take that. You have to take a sandwich. You have to take, you know, whatever you have to take. You're just going to stand in line until we vote, because it's the only way we're going to save the democracy and get rid of these thugs and corrupt people. It's horrible.
I saw Charlie Crist was running for office.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he just texted me, wanted me to have an event at my house Saturday for him. But I told him I can't because I may not be here. But also, is Val Demings running for governor or not?
I don't know if he is or not. I've heard something about that. But I had heard that he definitely was.
No, he's running. I knew that for a while. But I heard she's running, and I don't like that. I think one of them should run, and the other one should go take Marco Rubio's seat. And then wait in 2 years, go grab Scott's seat with somebody else. These are the most... Florida really is the epicenter of corruption.
It sure is.
And the coronavirus, 8.6% infection, California, 1.2. 3,300 people infected yesterday. I mean, come on. And open up for spring break. All these people come down here, spread the whole thing here. It's just ridiculous.
He signed all the mandates. He has overturned all of that. So
of course, everything's open. It's all over. The virus is over. The sun came out. The hoax is up, and it's done.
New Jersey is offering a beer if people get a vaccine. They're calling a shot and a beer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I think businesses should say, listen, you know, I've got 1,000. I'm going to give these little cards out, and anybody that gets a vaccine, give them a donut, give them a coffee, don't give them a frappuccino, give them whatever. Just giveaways. If it takes it to get people to get vaccinated, because if they don't, then we're not going to get over it. 44 people were crushed to death in a crowd. And over 100 were injured in a religious festival in Israel. Oh, my God. Can we just get rid of religion? Can we just ever get rid of it? Because this is the root of so many problems. I mean, it really is. I mean, just worship your little, whatever you have in your thing. Do it at home. Do it with your family. Don't do the gatherings. Don't do the organized. Don't do the rallies. Don't do the, oh, my God, remember? That woman walked out on CNN, like when the COVID first started, and she was one of the ones drenched in the blood of Jesus. The pastor died 3 weeks later, and then his two daughters were infected, and then like 100 and something people in the church died. Don't do these big events. What's wrong with you? I just can't. In South America virus, Latin America's hardest hit now. Uruguay's hit. Venezuela's hit. Brazil, 400,000 deaths right now, plus they think they're hiding the numbers. Remember, that's the guy that was also... an anti-vaxxer, hoaxer. Argentina, it's up. And Thailand's got the highest rate of infections and deaths since the virus started. India says that they have had 20 million COVID cases. Oh, my God. I just can't. They're on the verge of collapse. I mean, think about it. If you have someone that's sick, and here when they put them in the hospital, you couldn't go visit them, so they would take care of them. Now, the people they're having to take care of them are the people that are their family and friends, and they're going to now get infected because they don't have the equipment to take care of them. So it's just, what are you going to leave them on the street to die by themselves? No, you're going to try to take care of them. What's going to happen? You're going to get it too. It's really terrible. Yeah. It's just terrible. I just can't. But, you know, I realized, I'm talking to a lot of people, Miami's not doing so bad. The beach is doing bad. But everything north of Palm Beach, that's where all the infection is. Mm-hmm. But other than the Fort Lauderdale Beach crowd, that's where the infection is, and that's where the anti-maxers, vaxxers, and that's where everything red, and the anti-vaccines, anti-mask, all of that, it's in northern. I think Miami's actually been pretty good. Even since they got rid of the mandate, everywhere I've been, in the last 2 days since they got rid of it, yeah. I've seen masks on people walking the streets. Sure. I've seen them when I pick up food to go. I saw them in the building here. Everyone's still wearing their mask. Yeah, and I think that a lot of that you can contribute Francis Suarez for that, even though he was case number two. He brought it here from Mar-a-Lago, but he learned the hard way. But now he sucks up to these other corrupt politicians, so I'm done with him too. Before that, I would have supported him, but I see him now.
He's thinking about running for president. 24 hour, right,
you know what? He's the only thing, he's not a bad guy. What's bad about him is he cozies up to these corrupt people. Yeah. So I'm sorry, if you're going to cozy up to the corrupt people, I can't deal with you anymore. I'm just done. The death toll. Nevertheless, started this first. Pfizer is now giving their own authorization for 12 to 15 year olds. That's going to help. And oh my God, the Derby winner. Did you hear what the Derby winner said? The Derby winner, Spirit, turned down an invitation to Mar-a-Lago. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear
it. Oh, they said the winner, the Spirit, the Derby winner, Medina Spirit, mm-hmm. turned down a Mar-a-Lago invitation. And the owner said, if I wanted to see a horse's ass, I would have finished second. That's the funniest thing. Isn't that hilarious? Yeah, I just love good. It so much. Florida in April had 175,000 infections and 1,700 deaths. The death toll in Florida is 35,161. Okay, put that in the context of around 25 to 30 million people. That's a lot. 35 deaths. They have the same amount of deaths in California, and they've got twice the population.
Yep.
So what does that tell you? And why does everyone think DeSantis does a good job? What is wrong with these? Horrible. At 114 years old, Thelma Sutcliffe is the oldest living American in the world, and in America, the oldest living American in America, seventh in the world. That means there are seven people older than 114 years.
Yep.
How the hell do you live that long?
Well, do you?
I would. I wouldn't mind it. All she wants to do.
I didn't want to make it to 52, and I'm here.
All she wants to do is eat meals with her friends. Just go out to lunch, fraternize with the girls. Who has any friends at 114? Most of them would have died off.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, the older you live, everybody dies off around you. You have to watch all that and think about that. I don't know. I wouldn't like that.
Oh, my God. So the airlines now are having a problem. They've had 13 unruly reported cases at the FAA. 1,300 with the FAA.
Yes.
The people are going crazy. They're having to throw them off the planes. They're having to make them wear the masks.
They're banning
them from the airlines forever. They're having to turn the planes around and make them get off. I mean, people are. This is why I won't fly commercial yet. I'm not going to fly commercial yet. I won't do it. I'm not up for that. I'm a nervous flyer already. You think I see someone fighting over there with a mask? I'm going to get on. Oh, my God. I'd be having a heart attack. I mean, I don't even like to drink that much. I'd be having to get that whatever is out. Give me some liquor. 72% of police officers in Columbus, Ohio, refuse a vaccine. Would you explain that to me? To me, if you're in public service and you're interacting with the public, it's just a requirement. It's just like if you want to go to college, 100 colleges are saying you have to have the vaccine. If you want to get into elementary school, you got to have the measles vaccine and the mumps vaccine and the whatever else.
Yeah, I saw some hospital, some corporations that are healthcare that around the country, they were announcing this week that all of their employees have to be vaccinated by the end of this month or else they will be suspended from their work.
And then they're going to start getting wrongful termination
suits. I'm sure they will.
And then Trump's going to get on his little bandwagon about, oh, you know, we got to take these down, take these people down. Oh, just anymore.
Meanwhile, he got his vaccine in January and didn't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, he's vaccinated. So did you see the video of the Florida school principal that paddled the six-year-old student because apparently the six-year-old damaged a computer screen and her mother secretly watched the taped and videoed on CBS? Did you see it? That was horrible. They traumatized that kid. They traumatized that kid.
When I was in grade school, they used to do that to us every day.
You don't get to do it to somebody else's kid. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. The teachers would spank us all the time. They would, if they had their rules. But that, you know, I think about that often. Like,
yeah, I don't think
they would never get by with that nowadays.
They'd never get by with that. No way.
They used to have paddles hung up in the room, so you knew to see.
No. I think there are other ways to punish, because you're just teaching them violence, and physical violence is okay. The Ukrainian fitness influencer, he was a big deal. I forget his name, Brandit or something, Brandale. He was one of the ones running around preaching to all of his followers and all the people he was coaching in the fitness world that COVID was a hoax. Well, he died of it. He went to Turkey, got the COVID, and died. Wonder how his poor wife and three kids feel now. God. Pastor Pick Wiles calls the vaccine, are you ready? A global mass murder perpetrated by Satan. This is the world we live in. We're living with all these crazy. This is why Republicans never wanted to fund education. If they can dumb people down enough, they can convince them of anything. And we have now dumbed them down enough that they think the insurrection were all these people running in and loving and hugging the cops, most of them of which were Antifa, or, you know, whatever, and they were loving the cops. I mean, this is how they've dumbed down. They managed to dumb them down. That's why they don't pay for education. Oh, here's another one. Vaccine shedding is the latest myth. A hairdresser is afraid to be around me because I've been vaccinated, says a customer.
Well.
So vaccine shedding. Oh, and this was a sad one I saw. A woman in India was posting that they're looking for breast milk. The mother died during birth with COVID. Oh! So they're looking for donated breast milk. That is just heartbreaking. And then four astronauts returned to Earth after a record-setting space mission. Now, apparently, there's a bunch of stuff floating around out in the atmosphere that's going to, some point, hit somewhere.
Well, it's been floating around for a long time. We have a lot of space trash.
They're saying there's something's going to hit.
It almost hit them.
21 tons of it. They're saying that getting closer and closer.
And I don't know that if anybody noticed, but, like, over the last 2 weeks, the government actually ran a mock situation where if an asteroid or a piece of that debris was to come towards Earth, what would happen? There is a 99% chance it would hit Europe. They said that there's no, we have none of our bombs, our atomic bombs or anything, would be any of any use towards us, you know, trying to save ourselves if one was to come towards the Earth. There was a whole thing this week about it. You should read it. I read the full thing yesterday. It was kind of scary to hear
I
about
I read
that.
The highlights of it, yeah. But you know what? It's like, you just, it's like one more thing.
One
it's
more
just
thing
one more thing. About. One more thing. Now we got to be looking around. There's nothing
movie?
You can do.
Remember that movie, Armageddon?
But there's nothing you can do about this one. So here's one for you. I'll leave you on this one. I had a whole bunch of political stuff, and I had a whole bunch of gun stuff, but I will tell you that the Senate passed drinking water, safety water, Infrastructure Act, 89-2. Guess who voted against clean water? Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. And then the presidential speech went over well. 89% of the people take on the poll said that and this is bipartisan, said he was presidential. 89% said he was caring. 84% said he was inspiring. 80% said he was bold. 77% said he was unifying. And 75% said he was realistic. And 85% of the people approved of the speech. So that was good.
And 22% said he was a lizard.
Yeah, the QAnon.
The QAnon.
The QAnon. Well, he was drinking. That's because he's drinking the blood. He's drinking the blood. Oh, my God. Yeah, just can't. Oh, here's another one. You got to hear this one. The Oregon GOP representative Mike Newman has been charged with two crimes. It shows the video of him leaving his seat during a session and opening the door, the side door, for insurrectionists to come in and then entering through another entrance. So they've got him busted now.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Senator John Kennedy, what a loser he is from Louisiana. They're the last in education, the last in healthcare, the last in everything. He said that the Democrats put all their faith in the government and the Republicans put their faith in people. So this guy replied back, Louisiana gets 40% of its budget from the federal government.
Yeah.
let's see, we're running out of time here. Trump's approval ratings dropped down to 32%. It was at 55, and then it was at 40, and now it's at 32. And the speechwriter for George W. Bush, I just love this. This is a George W. Bush. This is as conservative as you get. His speechwriter said, his name is Michael Gerson, the Republicans are split into two remaining categories, those that are loyal to Donald Trump and those that must either be a sucker or a liar. So you have to either be a sucker or a liar to be a Republican right now. So in other last, and then we'll have to wrap it up. But on time for the guns, we don't have time for any of this. Oh, Giuliani, we didn't even have time to talk about him. That's going to go down. I just hope he gets busted. And then it just goes on. Oh, they're guns. This is the gun category. There's like 100 of them. I'll just forget it. Okay, replying to Jeff Flake. Trump lost the popular vote twice. He was impeached twice. Twice. He cost his party the House, the Senate, and the presidency. 38 of his associates have been convicted as criminals. 8 are convicted of sexual assault, 4 of sexual assault of children, and 22 active investigations in 4 states. And they want him to lead the Republican Party. I don't know. I agree with Biden when they ask him, what did you think about them getting rid of Cheney and putting this crazy nut in, and he goes, I just don't understand the Republicans anymore. Yeah. I don't understand them either. They just want power so bad they'll lie, cheat, and steal their way to the ballot box and suppress the votes to try to win. It's unbelievable. Well, I'm going to see you guys maybe from L.A. Maybe I won't. I'll see you when I get back. I hope everybody has a wonderful, hot, and humid summer. And I hope we get rid of COVID. Get your vaccines.
Everybody get the vaccines. And don't forget to use the podcast code to get 30% off of the CBD and Sun Youth products.
I love these bath balls, the eye cream, the serum. We're having a blast with all these products. Let us know if you're interested in the pain cream or not. We have to decide if we're just going to buy it for ourselves or if we're going to make it available. Okay, guys, thank you. It was fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.